Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You guys, we've got new information about Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter. There's been movement. He is actually facing federal charges. And reportedly, he's in negotiations to plead guilty. Oh, wow. Does that in any way change your opinion of what happened? A girl's got to know. Does that change your opinion about how this all played out, whether Shohei Ohtani knew, if he was feeding us a load of bull in his press conference? If it's true that Ipe Mitsuhara pleads guilty and serves time, will you then believe that Shohei Ohtani had no clue? And apparently now there's an explanation for how he was able to bilk the money and Shohei not find out. All the pieces, they are seemingly falling into place. Are you still suspicious? Do you still find it fishy?
It's a complete crap.
Darko is not on board. But what about you? We'll get into it here coming up. And speaking of Major League Baseball, it was a family affair on Wednesday. Not only did we see the debut of highly touted prospect Jackson Holliday, who is Matt Holliday's son, with the Baltimore Orioles, his official first at bat as a big leaguer goes down swinging, meaning he struck out swinging. But he did help to turn a double play. And people were really excited to see him against the Red Sox. And then, speaking of family affair, a pair of brothers homer in the same inning. For those of you who are familiar with the Nailers, Cleveland Guardians, it's National Siblings Day. Oh, come on. Are you serious? From the category of you can't make this stuff up, Josh and Bo Naylor homer in the same inning for the Guardians on National Siblings Day? That can't even be possible. How did that work? But they did. a combination 5 RBI and a rally for the Naylor brothers, who end up with home runs in the same inning on National Siblings Day. This is the kind of stuff I dig. I love it when you've got quirky stories that represent some type of event or some type of history that we've just not seen before and not seen in a long time. Home runs in the fourth inning. It's kind of fun. They did a joint press conference too. Why not? I did not tell my brother Happy Siblings Day or National Siblings Day or anything like that. He and his family just landed in Las Vegas to set out on their big vacation for the next couple of, well, maybe it's 10 days. They're not staying in Vegas. They're doing a bunch of hiking, the Big Five, but they're really excited. 3 weeks until my vacation, so you're stuck with me for the next 3 weeks. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Love to connect with you on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also, if you follow me on Twitter, you know that I can't stop posting photos of flowers in the springtime. Well, really all year long, because my little postage stamp of a yard has flowers that bloom every month from February into November. It's pretty incredible. The man who owned the house before me, he was there for 40 years. He loved his yard. He loved flowers and trees and the grass, although he let it go a bit. So by the time I bought the house in 2020, the backyard was mostly weeds. But regardless, we're fixing that. I now have a Hubs who's helping me fix that. We played in the dirt. Actually, we played with dirt on Wednesday. Woke up on Wednesday afternoon, put on some older clothes, unloaded 12 40-pound bags of dirt from the back of his truck. And you want to hear something funny? They'd been sitting in the back of his truck since Saturday. But he promised me that I could have fun unloading them too, because I'm a weirdo and I wanted the experience of trying to wheel the bags of dirt in the wheelbarrow from the front lawn to the back or from the front yard to the back. Whew, that's not easy to do. That requires some balancing skills, especially when you're talking about 70 pounds of dirt. Anyway, we unloaded the bags of dirt from his truck, the back of his truck or bed of his truck, to the wheelbarrow. And then we got him back into the backyard and we unloaded and spread 12 bags of 40 pounds of dirt. It was fantastic. Nearly 500 pounds of dirt. That was great. They say, I don't know who they are, but I believe them. They say playing in dirt is therapeutic. Like gardening, any type of yard work, planting flowers, it's therapeutic. I felt that way. That is not in any way related to tonight's show. But it is sort of related to the flowers that I shared with you on Twitter. And maybe we can put them up on Facebook as well. But I do love spring, and we finally had some temps above 60. Looking forward to some hiking this weekend and a visit to Niagara Falls. I haven't been there since I was in my 20s, so this will be a lot of fun. Thank the Lord that it's the weekend after the eclipse. And the million people who made their way to Niagara Falls presumably have disappeared now. Gone. In 60 seconds. Please go away. Don't come back. I'll be there, though. And buffalo wings for the first time for the Hubs. If anyone has, actually, I'd love this, from Buffalo. If you have a recommendation about where to get the best wings, we're going to be there Saturday, Sunday into Monday. So we're going to be there for the weekend, and we're excited to eat wings. So if you have any suggestions about the best wings in Buffalo, I know it sounds like I'm a tourist. I'm not, but I want him to have the best wings in Buffalo. I've been in Buffalo tons of time in my life, but I don't recall that I ever actually ate wings in Buffalo. Isn't that funny? But this weekend we will, because we have to give him the full Buffalo body experience.
I don't turn any of them away.
Ever. And wings are delish. Although I'm a sellout, I actually prefer to eat chicken tenders instead of wings.
I gotta admit, the boneless wings have grown on me lately.
Oh, is that what they're called? Boneless wings?
I guess so. I mean, chicken tenders are kind of more on the lines of that than they are wings. But
oh, yeah. Meaning they're more chicken breast than chicken wing?
Kind of.
Gotcha. So wing is dark meat. How do you get the bones out of the wing without completely demolishing them? Because you pull the bones out of the wing and you're just left with a couple of strips of meat.
Right. So I guess that's what I'm saying, where like if you like the boneless ones that are, they lean more towards like a chicken nugget, honestly.
But tenders. We call them tenders.
Tender, but they are.
Nugget is McDonald's.
True. but they are called boneless buffalo wings if you see them like on a menu usually. But
okay, hold on. Keep talking. I got to go turn the AC on. It's hot in here.
It's hot. It was hot in here too, actually.
Go ahead.
So you go with the boneless wings.
You don't want me to melt, do you?
No.
Jay, what'd you talk about while I was gone?
I was talking about boneless wings, but then I overheard you talking about how warm it was. So
yes.
You were picking up on the mic, so.
Oh, okay. So David Shepherd left the heat jacked up in there, too?
Yeah, it's pretty warm. Whew. Still, actually.
Yeah. I don't know how you do it. I start to get hot, and I can't concentrate. All right, AC's on. Problem corrected.
I feel like I ate buffalo wings.
Right. In fact, if I bring you some leftovers, you're going to have to turn on the AC in there.
Do you use blue cheese or buffalo or
I don't like ranch with my buffalo wings. That is not true buffalo wing experience.
It's not.
No, I love blue cheese dressing. In fact, when we made for the last, I guess actually for 2 years out of the last three, I've done the buffalo chicken dip for Super Bowl Sunday, and it is amazing. So yes, we use blue cheese for that, or I use
That's
blue
good.
Cheese for that. Yeah. So buffalo wings. I need suggestions. Actual. Places to eat buffalo wings in Buffalo. I've never done that before. Ask for suggestions.
Should I put up a post?
But you don't have to. We may have posts for other things. Speaking of other things, it's golf this week. Augusta National. How about that? And coming up in what hour of the show, Jay?
The final hour.
Final hour of the show. Our friend Matt Adams of the Golf Channel and Fairways of Life Radio and YouTube will join us to give us a preview of the Masters. It's starting to wear on people, I think, this whole live PGA mess, because as we talked about on our last show, it's now dragging on into month 11 since the merger was dropped like a bombshell in the middle of the game, a game that's known for, well, not always its serenity, especially not when I play, but it's green grass and wide open spaces and the golfer's etiquette. You're not supposed to yell the golf clap. And this bombshell about the merger essentially took a crater out of the middle of golf. And now here we are, almost 11 months since that merger was dropped on us, and there's still no plan. There's no blueprint. There's no framework. It's just a bunch of blah, 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 blah. Wah, 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 wah. That's what it is. It's like Charlie Brown when he talks on the Peanuts. Wah, 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 wah. Or I guess that was the teacher, not Charlie Brown. I hope my kids don't think that's what I sound like when I teach them. Or my students at Syracuse, for that matter. Greg Norman is on the grounds at Augusta National for the first time in 4 years. He wasn't welcome last year, if you remember. And the conversation is still very much about the live golfers, many of them Masters champions, versus the PGA, questions about how points can be awarded and whether or not there actually is a merger. There's fatigue over this. And when you have golfers start to mention, hey, we're seeing a difference. Not only are TV ratings down 20%, did you hear that? Now, it could have something to do with the fact that there's no Tiger and no Phil. But, I mean, let's be fair. Who is the superstar in golf? Well, your number one player in the world is Scottie Scheffler. And nothing, this is not a knock on Scottie or his game. I don't know him personally, but I wouldn't call him a charismatic personality. Is he interesting? Is he damn good at golf? Sure, all those things can be true, but the average sports fan in the United States of America couldn't pick Scottie Scheffler out of a lineup. He's not well known outside of maybe his name, but he's not one of those superstars that people are drawn to. And maybe he likes it that way, and that's his prerogative. Is he the face of golf? Well, he's the best player in the world, but I don't know if his face is one that golf, and it's not a knock, obviously, on how he looks, but it's he's not a guy that golf can sell and use him as a reason for fans to tune in. So I believe that's part of the reason, but it's got to be that some of your biggest stars who do have either name recognition or the type of personality that draws fans in, many of those stars have departed for LIV. Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau. Now, Brooks doesn't love the spotlight, but people love Brooks because he's so cranky most of the time, and yet his golf game is, whoa, it's eye-popping. So Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, John Rahm, Phil Mickelson, of course. Shoot, who is the guy who won the British Open? The Australian who won the British Open and then left for LIV right after that? Oh, I'll remember his name here in a minute. But these are some of the more popular golfers that people know or who we really enjoyed watching. And even as these guys depart for LIV, it's taking away from the interest on the PGA Tour. Cameron Smith, thank you. Yeah, he was so much fun to watch. And then he left for LIV not long after winning the Open. He's an Aussie, loves Greg Norman. Norman invites him, lots of money. Why not? And so it's not just the fact that Tiger Woods isn't golfing on a regular basis anymore, or the fact that Phil Mickelson has departed. Those are two major draws. It's these other personalities. So there are a lot of reasons why golf has waned from its popularity of, say, 10 years ago. And the PGA LIV mess may not be the number one reason, but it's part of it. Fans have got to be sick of it. I know the golf world's sick of it, and yet we're still talking about it. It's still the buzz. And we'll ask Matt Adams what he thinks when he joins us in the final hour from Augusta. So in addition to the baseball family affair and the Masters teeing off in mere hours, Caitlin Clark finds out Iowa has a big surprise for her. That's kind of neat to hear from her in front of the thousands of fans who show up wherever she goes. But this was back on the campus in Iowa City. Tara Vanderveer has not only retired from basketball, but gives an explanation. John Calipari is introduced at Arkansas. Boy, is he fired up. And we've got the latest on Shohei Ohtani's interpreter. If it's not true, and we're being sold a bill of goods, we're being sold oceanfront property in Arizona, the entire camp is doing a hell of a good job of dressing it up so it's believable. I have no idea what to believe anymore, but I do know Ipe has not been seen publicly, but he's still in the United States. And I'll explain how I know that coming up. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio, love to hear from you. On our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, I did go back and answer a bunch of your questions from Ask Amy Anything. There's flowers. Well, just because. And our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're just getting started. Gosh, heading into a Thursday. And actually, I will not be with you tomorrow night because I'm hosting this Friday afternoon, the afternoon show on CBS Sports Radio. So I'll be 12 hours later than you normally hear me. That's good. It's good for me to get outside my comfort zone. Also to be able to spend a night, well, an evening and a night at home with the Hubs is kind of nice too. Don't begrudge me that. Don't slight me. Oh my gosh. It's April.
Don't slight me.
Don't slight me. I did sleep on Wednesday. Both Jay and I actually got some sleep on Wednesday, but it's been quite the topsy-turvy week. And it's just getting started. NBA season's almost over. NHL season is getting down to the wire. The Masters is on the horizon. Well, on the horizon. The Masters in a few hours. Baseball out the wazoo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It's all happening because it's April. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Shohei was very honest in his take of kind of what happened. And so I know that for me, the organization, we support him. You know, I got a lot of questions answered as far as, you know, what he knew, what he didn't know. And I'm looking forward to kind of just moving forward and obviously, you know, letting the authorities take care of it and just, you know, focus on baseball. But yeah, I was proud of him to, you know, sit up here and kind of give his take on things.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Are you ready for the latest? Now, Dave Roberts told us that he had many questions answered when Shohei Ohtani did his press conference, gosh, a couple weeks ago, about how he was the victim of massive theft by his former interpreter and best friend, Ipe Mitsuhara. All right, so he did a 12-minute press conference with a new interpreter, a longtime employee of the Dodgers, used his prepared statement, did not take any questions, but Dave Roberts, some of the other Dodgers, they were comfortable with what they heard. Obviously distressed for Shohei, but recognizing that he wanted to focus on baseball. He came out, he spoke. All right, we're good. I don't think the rest of America felt that way. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We had no update for weeks until tonight. We now know that Mitsuhara is facing federal charges related to the accusation that he stole millions from Shohei. First from the New York Times, so it's out there by a couple of different outlets now, but the New York Times had the scoop. Ipe Mitsuhara is in negotiations to plead guilty, and that this should be done in record time. The investigation is nearing its conclusion, according to the New York Times. Sounds like it might be more open and closed, cut and dried, black and white than many people believe. So the New York Times reported Wednesday, Ipe is in negotiations to plead guilty to the charges that he stole millions from Shohei Ohtani. Now, I don't have to go back over all the details. The two interviews that he did with ESPN, the Ohtani claims that he had no idea anything was wrong until Ipe apologized to the Dodgers while they were in South Korea. No one has seen the former interpreter since, well, publicly. I'm sure someone's seen him, maybe his wife. He's not been seen publicly. He's flying under the radar as much as possible. And every day, Jay has asked me, where is Ipe? Where is Ipe? Well, he's not out. He's keeping a low profile. He's in hiding, if you will. However, the New York Times, as part of its report on Wednesday, also indicated he got off the plane in South Korea after their trip to open the season. Remember, that was supposed to be all the excitement, all the rage. And then the storylines were hijacked. But Mitsuhara got off the plane from South Korea back to L.A. and was actually stopped by law enforcement. Maybe they told him, don't leave the country. Maybe they told him, we're going to need to sit down with you. He wasn't arrested then, but he now faces federal charges. Here's more from the New York Times. Prosecutors, so the authorities that are going after the former interpreter, they think they have evidence that he stole more than $4.5 million. And here is the kicker. This is the question that so many people want answered. How in the world could Ipe Mitsuhara drain $4.5 million or more from Shohei Ohtani's accounts without Shohei or anybody else knowing? Okay, without Shohei Ohtani having any clue that all these millions of dollars in, gosh, what we know of at least 9 transactions, and there may have been more. How did Ipe Mitsuhara pull that off without Shohei knowing? You ready for the answer? According to the New York Times, he changed the settings on Ohtani's bank account so Ohtani would not receive any alerts or confirmations about transactions. That's according to the New York Times. Now, you can put yourself in Ohtani's shoes, except none of us, presuming that there are no really rich athletes listening at this current moment, none of us are in the situation that Ohtani is. And really, there's only one Ohtani anyway. This goes back to last fall, right? Hitting, pitching, dealing with injury, on his way to a second AL MVP, questions about free agency, trying to determine what he wanted to do with his future once the season was done, because the Angels didn't make the playoffs, duh. All of those things on Ohtani's plate. Meanwhile, Ipe Mitsuhara is really his connection to the media, his connection in many cases to his teammates, though Ohtani does speak English. We know that. May not have a great command on it, but does speak English, speaks to his teammates in English. But he was just trying to navigate a lot of different drama in his life. Again, the injury, the workload that he played through, the free agency, all that jazz. So is it possible, do you believe, that Mitsuhara could have been posting these transactions out of Ohtani's account to a bookie, and that he changed the settings on Ohtani's bank account so there were no alerts, There were no confirmations, and somehow Ohtani didn't notice. I still don't understand how his financial advisors didn't notice, unless somehow Ipe was able to change all the alerts to everybody. Man, this guy's a genius, is he not? Really crafty. Except that he ultimately got caught, I suppose, if you believe the story. So, yeah, that's the answer. Marco Belletti is here in studio. I don't know how many people believe it, but isn't that the number one question? I've heard this question from so many people. How is it that the money could disappear from Ohtani's account and nobody could notice that there would, you know, there were at least 9 transactions, maybe more, of $500,000 apiece, mm-hmm. and nobody noticed around him? Now, you and I both agree the entire team should be fired, including his agent. There are supposed to be checks and balances for things like these. These people are supposed to be protecting the athletes. That's why they hire them. They didn't do that, obviously. But do you buy that Ipe was able to mask all of his underhanded, nefarious financial transactions by changing the settings on Ohtani's account?
I'm struggling with, one, how does he have the ability to do all this? And two, no one else noticed any of it. I can believe that Ohtani didn't see it, okay. that he wasn't paying attention. I can right. buy that one human being who's got on the top of the mountain and has got a million things going on
right.
is not on top of every part of it.
Oh, and was also engaged. We didn't know that either.
Right. I can buy that. People are absent-minded. And sometimes when you have money, you don't concern yourself with how much that cost or whatever. It's just, it's taken care of. I can buy that. I don't know if I truly believe that, but I could buy it. But you're telling me there was no one in his employ, all those people that he's got in his camp. And this is not a guy that I don't have people. No, he's got a lot of people. He's got a lot of people mm-hmm. to make sure that they stop him from having to deal with a lot of stuff because they protect him. And he likes to be protected. So this is not someone that, I do it myself. No. He's protected.
Mm-hmm.
No one.
He's insulated for sure.
No one noticed this. And you're telling me it's because, I just changed the setting? Come on now. You changed what setting? And why are you have the ability to even change settings? I'll let that go. No one saw this. So your financial advisors, your accountants, your agents, your anybody that you're supposed to be, that's supposed to take care of you and have your back, no one was paying attention to anything, and they all left it up to your interpreter
right.
who had full autonomy to everything in your life, including every dollar that you have in your bank accounts and the ability to change your account settings. No, I struggle with this. I'm sorry.
I
can
too.
Believe absent-mindedness, but this is to a point of, how could it be malpractice with everyone inside your entire organization? And by organization, I truly mean that. You got that many people employed for
you. It's a network, yeah.
You are in your own business. You're just one person, but you're the business of Ohtani. No one's paying attention. Everybody's flying this bus blind. I don't buy it.
Well, he is in negotiations to plead guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the New York Times, this is going to be over quickly.
Oh, that sounds right.
No trial.
Right.
No, maybe not even appearances in front of a judge. It may just be handled by the attorneys who are working it out behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Take some kind of a plea deal or some type of a deal that, he hopes mitigates the time he has to serve. But federal charges, and he's pleading guilty, is what we hear from the New York Times.
And to me, a lot of that quickness. Done quick and no questions. We just moved on. And that's exactly what everybody wants in this situation, except for all of us who are going, wait, what? And that's the problem. When something moves this fast, you're talking about this amount of money. If you're really duped this badly and everyone is this incompetent, they didn't see any of this, do you really think, now granted, you probably want it to happen somewhat quickly because you're embarrassed, but you also want justice. How can this person I trusted do all of this to me? And we want this done in 2
Where's
seconds.
Where's the money?
So no questions asked. Don't worry about the money.
Oh.
We got the money. We got it. Don't worry about it. Like, what? And I'm still, again, these are separate things, but like, this is also an illegal bookie. Why the hell am I giving a credit to an interpreter of millions of dollars when I don't know where the money's coming from? This is not like,
here's the thing.
This is not legal stuff where you put the money up and then they, This is on credit. Right. Why am I giving you millions of dollars worth of credit?
Well, unless Ipe Mutsuhara made the bookie believe that Shohei Ohtani was backing him, right? Like, I mean, he could have lied. The thing is, Ipe was behind all of this by himself. I mean, he did all of this by himself. Man, that dude is far more intelligent and crafty than we ever give him credit for.
I mean, seriously, was he in the Arkham Asylum in Gotham? And this guy's like a supervillain. I mean, come
on. It's not funny. Wait, I want to read you one more thing, though.
Everybody, the whole world was duped from this one guy. Why?
Right.
How is that possible?
I mean, he was running Ohtani, running the lawyers and the agent. He was running, like, the bookie. He was just everything. He was running the bank. I mean, again, the bank. How does the bank allow that kind of money to disappear anyway?
And also, too, but like, he turned off the notifications. So that's the only thing your bank has? One text notification, turn that off, and that's it? Yeah. I don't have to know anything else about my account?
I hope they remove the money from that particular financial institution. Because,
how is that possible?
I mean, I've never had that kind of money, but if you've got 9 transactions all going to the same person for $500,000, maybe there's even more, isn't there at some point some red flag for the financial organization?
And they don't, again, it's just one text and that's it. We're good. You turn that off, then no problem. I don't have to talk to anybody else. Your financial advisor, nobody has to give okay to this except for the interpreter. Like, what? These are your checks and balances? None of it makes sense. Did he have power of attorney that I'm unaware of? Like, it doesn't. I don't get it.
Right. So we heard from Joe Maddon, who is the former Angels manager who knew Shohei, knew, of course, of the relationship between Ipe and Shohei. And on the podcast with Doug Glanville and Jason Stark, I guess Starkville, a couple of weeks ago, this is what Maddon had to say about the two of them.
Best friends. That's what it looked like. We all had best friends in our life. The guy's my drinking buddy, although I don't know that they ever went out drinking. I don't even think they went out hardly at all. But he was his best friend. That was my perception, beyond being a business associate, being his interpreter. They came across as being best friends. They're inseparable.
So certainly there was an extra level of trust there, but that's between Ohtani and Ipe. Yes, we are, when we have a close relationship with someone, more vulnerable to be taken for a ride or duped or lied to, because we just don't see it, right? Mm-hmm. It's a blind spot. But again, I'm with Marco. His agent didn't notice. The bank didn't flag these transactions and ask anyone in his entire team. You had no one who's responsible for investments that noticed that $5 million disappeared. That, to me, is a harder sell than the fact that, okay, Mitsuhara may have taken advantage of Ohtani, mm-hmm. and he may have stolen money from a guy who was focused on a million other things. Like, that I can understand, because the more, you know, you believe in someone, the more you're with someone, maybe the more you trust someone. But the whole team really does need to either resign or get fired if they did not see any of this.
And again, if you're Ohtani right now, obviously you would have trust issues. Let's just assume that this was what he's saying. Mm-hmm. You're going to have trust issues with everyone. But right now, and I don't know if he's doing this or not, but you're telling me you're not sitting down everyone inside your team and going, what were you doing? And what were you doing? And what were you doing?
Oh, yeah.
How is it possible that all of you missed this?
And the bank.
But see, and the bank has nothing to do with Ohtani. So how could they get possibly duped on anything? These are just your checks and balances that are inside your organization, inside what you do.
Crazy.
That doesn't make any sense to me. And I would feel like, again, without knowing, because I don't have this kind of money, but even if Mitsuhara was on the account name, let's say, you know, it was my wife on the account name, I feel like at some point, unless that's the case, they're going to have to talk to somebody to be able to justify all of this money going out. Unless your name's on the account, I'm pretty sure.
But even then, $5 million is a lot of money.
Right, but if your name's on the account, then I understand it. Why one person is saying, okay, then that's fine. But I have a hard time believing. Is Mitsuhara's name on the account? No. So Ohtani's the only name on the account. At some point, they have to come to him and say, look, I just need you to okay. It's just like anything else in life and checks and balances of, I need you to sign this to say that this was okay.
Right.
Now, it's not a text. It's not a notification. I just need a signature. If it's okay, then it's fine. But I need a signature to cover myself, because we can't allow this.
Yeah. And unless, again, everything went through Ipe. I mean, did the bank call Ipe? There's no way. They would have called his financial team. They would have called his lawyers. They would have called. It's That part still bothers me. But I want to read you this one more line, then we'll head to our break. And I'd love to hear your reaction. 855-212-4227. This is from ESPN. A source with direct knowledge of the investigation told ESPN Ohtani's claims about being completely duped and lied to and stolen from were accurate. That comes from the investigation. Very soon, Ipe could be hauled off to jail because he is in negotiations to plead guilty, according to the New York Times.
I need to know who's going to be the fall guy.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. All right, so let us know your reaction on Twitter, A-Law Radio, our Facebook page, too, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, and I give you the phone number. I want to know if this changes your...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your mind at all.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
The first time I knew about this gambling, Ipe's gambling, was during the after the first game when we had team meeting in the clubhouse. Up until that team meeting, I didn't know that Ipe had a gambling addiction and was in debt. And I never agreed to pay off the debt or, you know, make payments to the bookmaker.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The new interpreter for Shohei Ohtani a couple of weeks ago, when Ohtani shared his reaction, his remarks, his view of what happened with his former best friend and translator, Ipe Mitsuhara, who now faces federal charges for stealing, allegedly, $4.5+ million from Ohtani's accounts. And the big answer to the question that many people have wondered out loud, I mean, I've heard this so many times, even from former professional athletes who have a lot of money, how in the world did Ipe have access to the accounts of Shohei Ohtani? How did Ohtani not know? As for the access, according to people around him, that's not all that surprising, because they were so close and Shohei relied on Ipe. But according to investigators, and this is via the New York Times, Ipe changed the settings so that there were no alerts, no text messages, no nothing about the transactions that were getting through to Ohtani. Now, I still am not sure how that means the bank never followed up. Where is all this money going? Who is this money going to? And why does it say loan on the memo line? I don't know that if I'm a rich person, I'm not, but if I ever was and I had a bank account and I never heard a thing about all this, that I wouldn't dump that bank and make sure the entire world knew that they did not protect me or my funds and never came back to say, hey, I just want to confirm. We just want to confirm that this is okay and this is you. Because it was a pretty expensive mistake by the bank. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Edward is listening in Detroit. So, Edward, what do you think?
Good to talk to you, Amy.
You too, sir.
Are you coming to Detroit in 2 weeks?
No, I'm going to Hawaii for my honeymoon in a couple weeks.
You're not coming for the draft? Okay.
No.
All right. What about the Ohtani thing? It seems a little fishy to me. I mean, this guy's going to take a guilty plea all of a sudden and take the punishment. Maybe Ohtani's going to give him a nice fat paycheck when he gets out and pay the commissary for all the prisoners there so nothing happens to him.
Maybe. I mean, that certainly is a theory. I can imagine that with the speed of it, there is some type of red flag, except that according to multiple sources, media sources, the investigation is racing toward its conclusion. It'll be cut and dried, I's dotted, T's crossed very soon.
Okay. And what is his penalty? Do you know?
That I've read it. I have not seen anywhere. Maybe they're still negotiating. Maybe it's a plea deal, something along those lines. And so maybe they haven't decided on that yet.
Well, if it was a politician, they'd just give him a slap on the wrist and 5 months in jail, right?
Yeah, I don't care. We don't talk politics on the show.
Okay. I'm just saying, if it was somebody else.
I have no idea. Do they go lenient on him because he is talking about a gambling addiction? I don't know.
I don't know either. You just broke the story, so I just want to chime in real quick.
Gotcha.
Okay. Great to talk to you again.
You too, Edward. I appreciate it. Enjoy the draft in Detroit. Yeah, there has not been any indication, at least what I've read, what penalty he might face. But they are federal charges. And now apparently this feeling that it was more than $4.5 million. And yes, the New York Times says that Ipe is negotiating a guilty plea. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.